Radio City Talk, I'm Steve Hothersall, and of course it's one of the most important days of the year. Liverpool in a European final. Basel is the destination for the Reds against Sevilla tonight. And if you're lucky enough to be there, enjoy the occasion. I know plenty of Reds setting off early in the morning and are going to do 24 hours without sleep. Let's talk to a man who might have a similar problem because he'll have to write a match report or something afterwards. Anyway, I'll have to get a story out of it. Jonathan Northcroft from the Sunday Times. Morning to you, Jonathan.
Morning, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, very good. They're long, old days ahead, but actually, they're well worth it, aren't they? These European finals.
Gosh, I mean, you find yourself running on empty at the end of these weeks, but you also find these are the weeks you look back on. And Liverpool in European finals, there's always something, a bit of madness and something a bit special happens on the pitch. So I'm fully expecting the scene in Basel and the game to live up to all of that.
I think a lot of places like Basel won't know what's going to hit them. In other words, the red tide of fans. It's not like look, it's not just Liverpool. Other clubs can do this, but Liverpool certainly has that sort of reputation. I don't think it's going to be quite prepared.
I don't think so. I mean, funnily enough, the people of Seville, the Seville fans that travel, they might have an inkling because if you remember, Celtic went to Seville and occupied the city really in 2003, I think it was, in the UEFA Cup final, 70,000 Celtic fans. Now I think there'll be a similar sort of invasion. And Basel's, it's not the sleepiest Swiss town. I mean, it's not sort of clocks and lakes and stuff like that. But it's still Swiss. You know, it's not a crazy place. And they will be taken over, let's say. But you know, I think the Liverpool fans travelling are a fantastic experience, and it'll make the city. They'll hopefully embrace it and enjoy it.
They just want a giant party, don't they? They just want to enjoy themselves. That's what it's all about. Will UEFA, do you think, learn anything from this experience and the criticism that's been aimed at them for the past few weeks?
I don't think so. I mean, I go to major tournaments as well, and the ordinary fan seems to be quite far back in the thinking. And you know, I think UEFA mind loads of fans coming without tickets because it lets them do the whole fan park thing, which is getting a bit commercialised for my liking, really. I think you can see that as another, you know, bit of UEFA attempt to make money out of all of that sort of stuff. So I think they're not going to mind having all those people to provide fun. You know, they seem to give out finals for political reasons to, you know, favourite FAs rather than to accommodate the maximum number of supporters. And I mean, you know, Istanbul was so unready to hold the Champions League final. That's the one I always go back to. I mean, you know, it's just incredible to think that they even, you know, put it on there at that particular time. But they did. And, you know, Athens a couple of years later, again, there were a lot of issues around the stadium and people had tickets not getting in or not getting seats. So it seems to happen every time, really. And that doesn't come into UEFA's thinking when they choose the venues, that's for sure.
No, they learnt nothing between 2005 and 2007. And in the 8 years that have subsequently followed, it seems like there's still been no progression in sort of reasonable thinking, which is another criticism of UEFA. Let's get on to the actual meaning of this for Liverpool. As a football club, this is what it lives and breathes for.
It is. There are some clubs, and you know, we're seeing it in the Champions League final with Real Madrid, where it doesn't matter what kind of season they're having domestically or what's going on in terms of changes of manager or squads being rebuilt. When it comes to Europe, there's just a special thing about that particular club. Liverpool are one of them. And there's an expectation, I think, when Liverpool play in Europe that they're going to raise the game. There's an expectation from the opponents that something's going to happen, and the fans have, you know, there's a sort of magic for the fans in it as well. And I think all of those things have come together with the perfect manager arriving at the football club to sort of sweep that tide and take the club to the final. And it's fantastic because I really think Jurgen Klopp's at the start of something very special at Liverpool, and this will be a really big staging post for him. Either way, whatever happens, win or lose, it'll either be a great learning experience or it'll be, you know, the first step. But it's a fantastic climax of the season, I think, for the sort of Klopp story so far.
I mean, unquestionably, it's going to be tough. And I think maybe one of my fears is that if you look back to the Manchester United game, And the performance that was put in, and then it sort of catapulted, rolled onto the Dortmund tie. And then there was fears that the Villarreal might fall flat. It didn't.
Yeah.
And you just seem to think to yourself that they've stayed at this lofty level for the all these rounds now. Can they actually do it again? I just that's my one concern, that they're going to drop off the end of the cliff at some point.
I hear what you're saying, Steve, because, I mean, you know, they beat Dortmund. Now, for me, they beat the best team in the competition through a sort of superhuman effort. And Villarreal were, you know, an excellent team, really. Not no stars, but an excellent side. And, you know, this is Sevilla's specialist, this tournament. You know, I've heard it called the Sevilla Cup. It really is. So Liverpool will have to produce something really special again. And ordinarily, you'd say, yeah, it's probably unrealistic to think of, you know, yet another special performance. But Jurgen Klopp has got that something that you know, we've maybe seen Leicester produce in the Premier League. He does seem to have that ability to get players to raise their game again and again and again and again. They're going to have to do it, but I think they're capable of it.
If you're Sevilla, how do you get the mindset? Because they clearly have got this mindset where they go, look, we ain't beating Barca. We're not beating Real or Atletico. We're a different club to these boys who are winning La Liga every year. So I tell you what, we'll become cup specialists. That's very clearly the mindset, isn't it? I can't quite get my head around how you do that and have such success year after year in that third straight Europa League final. Copa del Rey finalists next weekend as well.
It's amazing. I mean, first of all, they're a very good side. You know, they're 11, they're compact, hard to beat. So that's always pretty good foundations for a cup run, I guess. And then it just becomes self-fulfilling. You know, there's a sort of confidence element. There's a bit of a know-how element. In a funny way, it's a bit like AC Milan, where I'm harking back to Istanbul again. But when Liverpool faced AC Milan in those two finals, they were playing the European Cup specialists of the day. And you can see all that experience on the pitch. And that's the biggest danger against Sevilla. I don't think it's the individual players. I think it's coming up against this side that's going to have so much know-how in the situation that they're in. And the only thing Liverpool can do is take them out of their comfort zone. But that's exactly what Klopp teams do. They take good opponents out of their comfort zone. They did that to Dortmund, and that's why it's such a great dynamic. You know, it's a great challenge, but Liverpool are the team to upset a side like Sevilla.
Yeah, that know-how thing, it's important, but isn't the be-all and end-all. I think one of the big things is that they don't freeze. The occasion doesn't bother them. And I think under Klopp, we've seen a team that are so self-assured and pretty much self-confident now. I don't think there's a chance of that.
I don't think they'll freeze. I think the there's enough evidence that they'll be inspired rather than sort of fear the situation. You know, if Liverpool can't do it, it'll come down to the fact that you know, as a team, as an 11, I still think they're a little bit short of quality, of the top quality that, you know, that they'll be looking for in years to come. You know, they're not going to fall down mentally. I think it would just be maybe through the defending, maybe a lack of ability to control the game in midfield. That'd be the danger, I think, against a possession side like Sevilla. But it won't be mentally. You know, they'll be in the right mindset. I mean, Klopp was talking to us Sunday journalists last week about how he used to use the Rocky films as motivation. Sometimes he uses Istanbul. He says he's always got something that he gives his guys to go out on the pitch with. I don't know what it will be this time, but you know, they'll go out in the right frame of mind.
Good on him. Get the Rocky soundtrack on. That would be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it?
Well, he said he tried it at Dortmund, and actually he realised, he was looking around a dressing room with 23-year-olds and realised that, you know, none of them were pretty much born when the Rocky films came out, so he said he had to abandon that one. But it pumped me up at the age of 45. I'd be up for it.
Yeah, me and you'd be brilliant. just in terms of the significance, of course, the league means that they're not in the Europa League next season. So it's almost all or nothing here. We're talking about a club which sits on the verge of a really sort of historic moment, not just for winning the cup, but I think determining quite a lot about how quickly Liverpool can progress in the next couple of years.
Yeah, wow. They're big stakes. And I totally would disregard the argument that, you know, it would be good to not be in Europe and concentrate in the league. I mean, I think that's a little bit of nonsense. And I think getting in the Champions League would just enable Liverpool to sign that upper, that slightly better notch of players. I think, you know, that especially given that, you know, a couple of other big clubs aren't going to be there. You know, Chelsea and Manchester United aren't going to be in the Champions League. And someone like Mario Götze, for example, if Liverpool had Champions League football to offer, that would certainly be one thing that would be on his checklist. So I think it is important to the football club to do this. And what a bonus that would be for Klopp to go into the Champions League in his second season after this short period of time. So they are big stakes that Liverpool are playing for.
He's a miracle worker. Jonathan, enjoy the red swell in Basel.
Yes.
And hopefully, well, actually, a win means a lot more work for you, but I think you'd take it, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, with pleasure. And I'm really looking forward to this one. It's going to be a great final. I'm going to the Champions League final as well, but I think this is the one I'm looking forward to most.
That's Jonathan Northcroft from the Sunday Times. This is Radio City Talk.